بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. باب النحي عن نتف الشيء من اللحية والرأس وغيرهما. There is the next chapter in which is the prohibition of removing white hair from the head and the beard. Many times it happens, a person, especially when the white hair just starts, he wants to remove it. He doesn't want to show that he has got white hair, just wants to keep the black hair. وَنَتْ فِي الْأَمْرِ شَعْرِ لِحْيَتِهِ عِنْدَ أَوَّلِ طُلُوعِهِ. And also for a young boy, just when his beard starts, then also boys are in the habit of pulling out their beard. They don't want to still have the beard. They try and delay it, shave it, or pull it out and have it later. This is prohibited. White hair that appear should be allowed to stay. And also a young boy, when he becomes mature, he shouldn't shave his beard. وعن عمرو بن شعيب عن أبيه عن جده عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال. حضرت عمرو بن شعيب رضي الله تعالى عنه narrates from his father, from his grandfather, that نبي كريم صلى الله عليه وسلم said, لا تنتف الشيء فإنه نور المسلم يوم القيامة. That do not pull out the white hair because they will be a light for a Muslim on the day of Qiyamah. This hadith teaches us that a Muslim is prohibited from removing white hair from his head and beard. The wisdom of this prohibitions are many. White hair are a sign of old age and serve as a reminder of death and the year after. They also indicate a person's steadfastness on righteousness during old age. That person is being steadfast on deen. Another hadith is, one who grows his white hair in Islam, then in place of every hair, Allah will write for him one good deed, remove one sin, and increase his stages by one. That is, a person who becomes old in Islam, and his hair and his beard became white also in Islam, and is upholding Islam, so great rewards are mentioned for that. Further, on the day of Qiyamah, darkness will reign. However, one of the actions that will provide light and enter a person into Jannah will be the white hair of a Muslim. This will be light for him on the day of Qiyamah. The first person to get white hair was Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. When he saw it, in astonishment, he asked, O Allah, what is this? Allah Ta'ala replied, it is dignity. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam then said, O Allah, increase me in dignity. The next hadith, an Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha qalat, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anha says that Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, من عمل عملا ليس عليه أمرنا فهو الرد. Hazrat Aisha radiyallahu ta'ala anhu says that Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, one who does an action which we have not commanded, it will be rejected. That is, if it is not part of the teachings of Quran and Hadith, it is something new, which we call a bid'ah, an innovation, a new thing, then that will be rejected. This hadith teaches us that which we have not commanded refers to an action which is not proven from Islamic sources of knowledge and which does not fall under the principles of Islamic Sharia. So whatever our practices are, the source of it must be in Quran and Hadith. It mustn't be something from outside. Like today, many new things are coming into Islam. Many other cultures are coming into Islam. All that for huwa raddun, this will be rejected. All such bid'ah are not accepted in the court of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, and who engages in them, thinking them to be part of Islam, will be taken to task for it. There are certain things which we know are not part of Islam. They are of other cultures, like birthday parties, for example, many other bridal parties, etc., many things like that. But there are many other things which are in deen, which a person thinks is part of Islam, which is not part of Islam. what we call a bid'ah, an innovation in deen. So we must be careful. So this pulling out of the white hair is also a new thing. It is an alien thing to Islam. So we should avoid that, and not when white hair start coming, it is an honor for a Muslim, and he must accept it wholeheartedly.